It is made possible through funding by the undergraduate students at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. It can be heard every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Start date July 11th. Under a dark sky in the country, you can look up at what appears to be an infinite number of stars. You wouldn't think of trying to count these stars, and yet some people have tried. They estimate that around 6,000 stars are bright enough to be seen from Earth without a telescope. But only half of these stars are above the horizon at once, and another half are obscured by the haze of atmosphere along the rim of the horizon. At any one time, if you could count them all, you'd count about 1,500 stars in the night sky. All of these stars are in our own Milky Way galaxy. The galaxy that we live in contains several hundred billion stars. Some of these stars are gigantic, far larger than our sun. Some are tiny dwarf stars. Without a telescope, we can't see individual stars in other galaxies. In fact, of the billions of galaxies in the universe, only three are near enough to Earth to be visible to the naked eye. Two of these, the Large and Small Magellanic Clouds, are located deep in the south celestial sphere and therefore can't be viewed from the northern hemisphere. The third nearby galaxy is Andromeda, a huge spiral whirlpool of stars thought to be similar in size and shape to our own Milky Way. The Andromeda galaxy can be viewed in the autumn, although without a telescope, it looks very much like a hazy star. That's our show for this 11th day of July. Stardate's written by Deborah Bird, and we produce it for the UT McDonald Observatory. We'd like to send you some information on how you can order a sky calendar and star chart. If you'd like that information, please write us at the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, Austin, Texas, zip 78712. Thank you for being with me. I'm Joel Block.
Good morning.
Good morning.
3 minutes after 12 o'clock. We're a minute late, but we'll make up for it.
Thanks to our friend Steve Specht.
Steve Specht. Ran over a minute. Okay, it wasn't as bad as, who was it last week?
John Billing.
John Billing ran over 2.5 minutes. And we're still getting even with him for that.
Yes, that's right. We're not going to renew his contract.
So another week has gone by. It's really something how these weeks keep, you know, passing by. And
this is,
here we are again.
The 2 dozenth show we've done or something.
Have you been keeping track?
Well, loosely.
I figured there must be somebody in the world doing that.
Who?
Well, it's Radio Free Weekend, the kickoff of another 2 days of fantastic programs. Of course, we have fantastic programs all the time, but this
is 9 days a week.
So. We have
something like that.
Lister's reggae program, Felix and Salsa, classical programs on Sunday. Everything
you name it. Yes, India Hour with Prasad Varanasi.
Yes,
Sino 78. And we even have Walt Scratch.
Walt Scratch, too, is in there. So we want to thank you for joining us. We have a lot of interesting things coming your way tonight.
Oh, yes, that's true. We do.
A lot of nice things to talk about. We have a special album slide we'll be featuring, which we'll get to later on.
Right.
Among others. What kind of a week has it been for you?
Well, before we get into what my week's been, I'd just like to mention that in case you do hear the squeaking of Eric's chair, he spoke to me about that beforehand.
Yeah. And it's annoying.
He says, why do you bother to donate a squeaky chair to the station?
That was my question.
And I answered. I said, it wasn't squeaky when I donated it to the station.
And I don't know what he's trying to imply about it. The folks here at USB, we make chairs squeaky or something. Is that
That's
saying?
True. No, but my weekend's been quite decent.
Your week?
Yes, my week.
The weekend's just started, right?
Yes. Well, so far it's been so good.
Yeah, it's been all right.
Mm. No, actually, did I tell you I got this promotion at work?
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah, I thought I did. I did get a promotion at work.
You got a promotion?
Yeah, I started wearing ties to work on. Thank you. I started wearing ties to work.
Oh, you started wearing ties here for a while.
That's true.
Was strange. Yeah. Day. None of our DJs has ever worn a tie.
I've seen Brian Digger wear a tie.
While he was on the air?
Mm-hmm.
That's highly unusual.
Let's listen to this.
Highly unusual. We all know what machines sound like.
It's a noisy carton machine. Anyway, I got this promotion, so I started wearing these ties. And the first day I wore a tie to work...
Is that the only thing your promotion entails, wearing ties?
No, there's more to it than that, but that's not really important. But the first day I wore a tie, I got taken out to lunch.
Wow, so there's something to that.
Yes, there is. So I had a really grand old time.
Hmm.
The next 4 days weren't so fruitful, though.
Yeah,
so.
Making up for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
And your week?
My week's been pretty interesting. I met a few interesting people, as I do throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
This one person I met was...
Was this driving your limo?
Yeah. This one person I drove somewhere, I forget where. He was a Navy engineer for one of those nuclear submarines.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, they cruise all over the place. And I tried to find out from him just exactly what they do. And I got sort of an idea. You see, they follow Russian ships all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they would find these things, and they follow them all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's really pretty amazing. Back to home port, over in the Mediterranean. And they just would find out where they went and who they talked to and that type of thing. It's,
quite a job. That's just as good because the Russians do that to us, too.
And occasionally they run into other submarines that were looking, you know, for American ships. I don't know what they did in that case.
Uh-huh.
But for the most part, they were on maneuvers, quote-unquote maneuvers.
Yeah, maneuvers.
In the Mediterranean.
Left turn, right turn. That's what I always thought of was maneuvers.
That's
but
what
I know.
I learning how to steer the ship. So, no, it's something.
It's firing missiles and...
Yeah, they play literally cops and robbers with Italian ships and all, you know, Finnish, Scandinavian, English. Just about everyone else who wants to play. Russians don't play.
Oh?
They play with the...
Oh, they're not
people.
Invited?
They play on the other block.
Oh, I see.
But... The premise there is that there is a constant state of war.
Uh-huh.
It's like drawn into their head, we're at war now, so let's, play war.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're doing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes months. You know, months at a time they do this, you know, playing the little games, and then they come back in.
Mm-hmm. Where was he based out of?
He was, I believe it was Florida.
Oh.
That's where he ended up, anyway.
Oh, I see.
But he went all over the world. And they say these things can travel for... something 10 years without refueling.
Ugh.
I don't know if that's a slight exaggeration or what, but...
Jeez, they'd have kids and such.
Yeah, they could do anything they want. They said they'd run out of food before they ran out of fuel.
Yeah.
That's how good the nuclear-powered submarines are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
I forgot the name of the ship you told me, but it wasn't one of the big ones. It wasn't the, you know, Corpus Christi or, you know, these other things that are floating around.
It wasn't the port of St. Louis, was it?
No, I wouldn't remember that,
too. Yeah. That's the submarine with the tires all around it, so they don't bump into tugboats and stuff and piers.
That's so.
Yeah.
Interesting. This goes to show you what a crazy world this is.
Mm.
Have things like that floating around all the time.
Mm.
You don't know about them. They could be watching you right now.
That's very true. What's that periscope doing on the other side of that studio window?
Yeah, that's... I wonder if they still have those things, periscope. I mean, that's a tradition of... submarines, see a little periscope, you know, with an eyeball inside it, looking around at something. It's really funny.
With the little crosshairs where they're going to shoot it.
Yeah, exactly. So that was pretty much the, I wouldn't say the highlight of the week, but one of the interesting
What
points.
Was the highlight? I think the highlight of my week was when I was doing my show last night and you called up from the airport.
Oh, yeah. I was calling in to find out how things were going, and you put me on the air. I wasn't expecting that. But
it shows you how well my show is going.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
It's 10 minutes after 12 now.
Oh, hey,
and,
we didn't introduce ourselves.
Who are you?
Aha. Uh-huh. That's why you're pointing to me.
Yeah.
Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley.
Uh-huh.
And this is Radio Free Weekend. And,
Yes, so don't touch that dial.
No.
For the next 3 hours...
make it louder.
Yes, for the next 3 hours, you will hear continuous record skipping.
No.
Oh, we did that last week. That's right.
Yeah. We have some very special features coming up.
We even have... Did I hear that Sidney Schreiber was out on the road this
week?
Yes,
he is out again. He'll have a special report for us, I guess.
Oh, boy.
About an hour or so.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what he's going to get into this time.
Yeah, and the tripods,
the
and Spunkies.
Have a new episode.
You name it, we play it.
All sorts of things coming up.
The number here is...
246-7901. And area code 516 in Stony Brook. We'll be... focusing on some important news items in the next 10 minutes, so
and
stay tuned.
And old items as well.
Yeah.
That's and it. We're not talking about the car.
No, we'll be opening up the phone to you.
Later.
later on. So keep that number jotted down, and we'll be telling you also about the USB bumper stickers and how you can win yourself a lot of albums and have a lot of fun at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, we will do that. Well, why don't we get into some music right now?
Okay, how about
and
some...
And so we can wake ourselves up. Is this a wake-up music camp?
I guess so. I have some Pete Townsend here.
Oh, that's wake-up music.
Yeah, well, let's give it a try.
Very important paper. There's old Mac trying to bust with his new flute. Did you read about the Cambridge raper? Thank you. my pledge. He's only cleaning windows. What a shame. Who's to blame for the pain?
Some fine music here on Radio Free Weekend. Well, what is it? It's 12:17 and 24 degrees Celsius, or centigrade, if you will, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Much of London became a battleground Friday night and early Saturday as gangs of youths went on a rampage. They threw gasoline bombs, overturned cars, burned buildings, and looted shops. Scotland Yard said that nearly 350 people were arrested and 43 police injured. In two districts, fire stations were abandoned after gangs attacked them and their crews. Riots also broke out in several London suburbs, including Birmingham and Newcastle, for the first time in this series of disturbances. Riots also broke out again in Liverpool, which was on scene, which was the scene last weekend of what were called Britain's worst urban riots in 200 years. Now, with us on the line right now,
Great Manchester Police, can I help you?
Hello, Mike. You should have said something.
Well, they hung up.
Well, if Mike hadn't messed that up, we would have been talking to the Manchester Police Department, but we're not. We're talking to a dial tone now.
Well,
what can I say?
Do you want me to dial it again?
No, I'll dial it again.
I'll dial it.
All right. Well, I'm over here now.
I know you're over there. I'll dial it. You just give me the number.
Okay, here's the number.
This one, right there, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the number. Now, you do that off, Mike. Now, you told the folks about the riots and everything, I assume.
Some of them.
Well, there have been riots all week long for about the last 7 or 8 days, I guess. They've been spreading throughout cities in England, and there have also been, of course, riots in Ireland as well.
Yes.
Because of the IRA situation, the hunger strikers. It's a pretty heavy situation, actually. And it doesn't look like it's going to be getting any better. Margaret Thatcher's going crazy, not knowing what to do. Of course, you have the wedding of Prince Charles coming up as well. That throws some interesting light on it. And, of course, the Wimbledon finals, where John McEnroe just won. That, of course, has a whole lot of bearing on the situation. So, Mike, have you got a connection?
Yeah.
All right, we're talking to Manchester now.
Well, actually, not quite yet.
Police, may I help you?
Yes, is this the Manchester Police Department?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, we're calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York. We'd just like to find out what the situation is there tonight. As far as the...
In Manchester?
Yes.
You're calling from New York?
Yes.
In the United States?
Yes, I know that.
There's only one.
Hold on, I have to pay it to somebody.
Okay.
Just a moment, please.
I'm being transferred. Happens everywhere.
Even in the UK.
We're on British hold right now.
You hear the clicking sound in the background?
I hear a lot of sounds.
How's this for dead air? And we're paying for this, too.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello. Yes,
good morning.
Good morning. We're calling from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York, and we're just curious as to what the situation is over there tonight. Has there been any more violence?
Well, in the city of Manchester, it's been extremely quiet. There have been outbreaks of violence in other parts of the country, but here it's been unusually quiet.
Uh-huh. There was violence there earlier this week, wasn't there?
There was indeed, yes.
And could you describe that a little bit?
Well, I'm not in any first-hand dealing with it, but what the violence has consisted of is almost mob rule on the streets, gangs of youths marauding and setting fire to premises, looting shops, and causing a considerable amount of damage.
How young are these people?
Well, they range from 8 years of age upwards.
Oh,
that's amazing. Do you have any idea?
I must add that the 8-year-olds are very much in the minority, but there have been one or two 8-year-olds involved in it.
Yeah. Have you made many arrests?
Well, last night, I'm not talking about the early hours of this morning and into yesterday. What I mean by last night is the overnight, the 9th into the 10th of July, if you understand what I mean.
Uh-huh.
There were 146 arrests.
In Manchester?
Yeah.
That must have set some sort of a record.
Well, possibly it has. It's not one that we want to emulate. You know, it's...
Obviously.
I hope that it's an all-time record that will never be beaten, you know.
Well, how do you account for this? I mean, do you think anything in particular has spawned it? I mean, obviously the unemployment, but there's been unemployment before.
Well, there's a lot of speculation at the moment, and I think that's all you can say, it is speculation. There's no hard evidence at the moment as to what has actually triggered it off.
Uh-huh.
But it's certainly not racial. I don't think for 1 minute it's a racial thing. It's there are other underlying factors, and no doubt as our inquiries proceed, they'll uncover what's at the root cause of all this.
I said, what's the prevailing attitude among the policemen there now?
Well, the prevailing attitude amongst the police officers, of course, is to keep the peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's to put an end to this.
You're not armed, are you?
Oh, no, there's no arms apart from batons and riot shields and helmets.
Mm-hmm. What about rubber bullets?
No firearms.
Do you have rubber bullets?
No, we don't. There's some talk about the police being equipped with that sort of equipment, but we're certainly not using it at the moment. The only thing that has been used, which is a first for us, is CS gas.
Mm-hmm. Is that similar to tear gas?
Pardon?
Is that tear gas, or is it similar?
Yeah, that was used in Liverpool earlier on in the week.
Yeah.
But that was a last resort.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any other incidents today, not in Manchester so much?
Only odd incidents, nothing of any importance. Certainly nothing to come anywhere near the trouble we had earlier in the week.
Yeah. What day did the trouble in Manchester occur? What day was the trouble in Manchester?
Well, it started with the Vengeance, the 9th into the 10th. We had some trouble the previous night,
mm-hmm.
Which started about 4 a.m. But it was all over by about, I should think within an hour and a half, that had finished. Certainly by about 5:30, that trouble had finished. But that amounted to firebombs, petrol bombs, and looting of shops. And there were about 100 youths involved in that.
What is the estimated monetary damage to property?
Well, the estimated monetary damage, including right up to date, is somewhere in the region of approaching £1 million.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit.
I guess the only thing you can do really is, just keep hoping that this thing will go away. But it seems to be almost a spirit.
Oh, no, I don't think we're not hoping that it will go away.
Yeah.
What we're really hoping is that I think what in fact is happening, that the public at large in this country are doing their level best to support us. And they're right behind us. It's only a minority that are involved in this crazy escapade. And I think ultimately they'll see the futility of it.
Mm-hmm.
If they start nursing a few bruises and knocks, it'll bring them to their senses.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so. And we thank you for talking with us, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay, good luck to you over there.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Well, that was, I guess, a police officer. I didn't really find out what his rank was. But over there in Manchester, where it's unusually calm tonight, he says.
Isn't Manchester in New Hampshire?
There's a Manchester in New Hampshire. There's a Manchester all over the place.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But this is Manchester, England, the Manchester for which all the other ones were named, and it's like many cities under siege in England, not tonight, but at some point during the week.
I guess London is under siege. Who else is under siege? Brixton, right?
Brixton is a part of London.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and it's very interesting because, well, the guns of Brixton are here, it seems. Brixton from The Clash, London Calling, and kind of a prophetic tune now. It came out 1979, and well, the trouble in Brixton started early this year. It's been continuing, and who knows when it's going to end. We'd like to open up the phone lines for your opinions on all the stuff that's going on in the world today. Well, whenever you want to call up, it's fine. Area code 516-246-7901. Right now, though, we're going to be dealing with another issue in Connecticut, something that's going on tomorrow in the town of Meriden, I believe. And right now, we're ringing a hotel up there.
Holiday Motel.
Yes, hi. Is this Meriden, Connecticut?
Yes, it is.
Good evening. We're calling from a radio station down in Stony Brook, New York. And we'd like to ask you, as a resident of Meriden, what you think of that Ku Klux Klan march that's supposed to take place there tomorrow. Any of your feelings on it?
I do not have any idea, sir.
You have no feelings whatsoever?
I don't want to give any answer on that.
Oh, you are aware of it, though?
Yes, we are.
You are. Okay, well, thanks for your opinion.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, I'm more than happy to share that with us.
Yes, at this point we should say, why don't we do it this way?
What?
This way.
Okay.
Back to the phones, 246-7901.
Sounded good to me. So, yeah. As long as we've gone through all this, what are your feelings on it?
What are my feelings on what?
On all the stuff we've been talking about.
Well, I actually hadn't been following the England rioting as much as I might have been.
Yeah.
But I didn't even hear about the KKK thing.
Hear about that?
No, I've been living in a hole, actually.
Well, you know, I don't know what's going to happen after tomorrow, but I think, you know, it'll be on the front pages of all the papers and on all the TV channels and everything.
Yeah.
We'd like especially to hear from listeners over in Connecticut who have seen this happen before. It's really strange because...
What is it? It's an annual event, basically, right?
Well, I don't know if it happened exactly last year, but...
Well, it did happen last year.
At this time?
I remember it was in the summertime up in America.
Well, they had a rally or a march or something, and it ended in violence because there were opposing groups, and I'm sure there'll be opposing groups there tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of these opposing groups are just as violent as the Klan is.
Right.
So they end up throwing things at each other, and... you know, the cops always get hurt. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all a part of life, right?
Yeah. Well, we have a call, I believe.
Okay.
So let's get them on. USB, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, who am I talking to?
You're on Radio Free Long Island. You're on the air right now.
Oh, wow. Unfortunately, I haven't been listening. They have to tell me what exactly are we talking about.
You want to tell them, Mike?
Well, we're talking about the Ku Klux Klan, their rally up in Connecticut. Do you have anything you can say to it about it?
Personally, I'm not into fascism. I'm really don't think the organization is too cool. Mind you, I do think they have a right to gather if they feel so inclined. I just don't see what would motivate them, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, well, you know, I don't know what to say exactly. Be specific about it, you know?
Okay, well... call again later then, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I didn't know your name.
I don't know. I don't recognize the voice.
Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse or anything, but it just seems to me that issues like these are, you know, something we should pay attention to. I mean, I don't mean to lecture you or anything, but...
Or our listeners.
Yeah. Or our listeners.
Yeah. Well, Eric, how was your week?
How was my week? Well, I thought this would be more interesting, to tell you the truth.
Yes, so did I, actually. I kind of expected more listeners to be calling. You know, I wanted to also ask our listeners. What one branch of Congress had basically cleared the way on abortions. What exactly happened? They defined... human life is beginning at the moment of conception.
They did.
They did. Somebody did. And it basically starts the wheels rolling for rolling back the constitutionality of abortions in the United States.
Yeah, it seems to me we're never going to hear the end of that.
Well, what are your feelings?
I don't want to get into that. That's ridiculously controversial. We'll never get to the end of it.
Yeah, you're right, I suppose.
It's, talk about beating a dead horse. That's exactly what I feel on that.
Uh-huh.
I feel, let's talk about something else. You know, abortion, jeez, it's too much.
Yeah.
So, well, there are, you know, lots of controversial issues that we could be talking about, but I think I'd like to hear something that has to do with what's going on in England.
Oh, you
do? A little bit. And we have something here by the Specials, which kind of deals with that.
Okay, let's go to...
It's called... Do Nothing.
Yeah. keep forgetting as I fall on my face. Because somebody forgot to wipe away bloodstains from the night before, when two men were fighting, love was never there. Religion of despair. I pick up a hatchet by the fireplace, open the door and scar a face. I nearly killed a boy. I could have passed away.
KKK, riots and tenement steps, all here on USB.
Yeah.
Subjects aren't too, optimistic tonight, I guess, but part of life, you know.
Yeah, that's... Hey, wait a minute, that's my line.
What do you mean that's your line?
That's my line.
You all set to say that? I'm sorry.
No, I said it before, it's all part of life.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, somebody said it before you did, and...
Yes.
Somebody's going to say it again.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Bunky and Spunky, how about that?
Well, Bunky and Spunky, I'd say, would certainly liven up the mood around here, so why don't we just call them in?
Hey, gang, this is Spunky.
And Spunky, you know, some of you kids are going to wind up in medical school and become doctors. And even a doctor has to be a good citizen. So here are some tips.
When you set up a practice, it's real important to gain the trust of your patients. So don't have a heavily armed receptionist frisk all your patients before they get in to see you. It's not usually necessary.
You may think it's your moral duty to personally test out new drugs before prescribing them, especially if they're stimulants or tranquilizers. But remember what happened to Boris Karloff in all those old movies.
Of course, it's always helpful telling jokes to put patients at ease, but putting on a nightclub act complete with an orchestra could be going a little too far.
Now, it's certainly being quite noble treating poor people with no money, but you shouldn't make them pay in blood. Not only is it unethical, but they might have a disease or something.
It's always good and proper to have lots of reference books on hand because you can't remember everything. But make sure you don't leave your classic comics medical texts lying around, even if they did help you get through med school. Your patients may lose faith.
If you're the kind of fella who has trouble tying their shoelace or eating an ice cream cone, don't try to become a surgeon. It could cost you lots of money constantly dropping your wallet and jewelry into patients. So until next time, this is Spunky.
And Bunky reminding you that even if you heal the sick, don't play with blasting caps!
Oh, they're really something, aren't they, Mike? Just waltz in here and waltz out, and they leave good cheer and happiness behind them wherever they go.
That's true.
Bunky and Spunky, only here on USB, and I think I can say that with some assurance.
Oh, for sure.
You know, these folks here have lightened up my mood so much that I'm not going to talk about the Ku Klux Klan anymore.
Instead?
I'm not going to talk about riots in England.
Instead?
I'm not going to talk about, you know, tenement steps and all that type of thing.
Instead?
Instead, I'm going to talk about pigs. Three different ones. On USB.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've taken the liberty of calling up a fellow who's near and dear to any of us sports fans. This is just another in a long line of Radio Free Weekend interviews. We called up Marvin Miller. Now, if you're not familiar, he's the head of the negotiating team for the baseball players. And we got him on the line. He's on hold to his home in California right now. Hello, are you there?
Hello? Who's this?
This is Radio Free Weekend calling from Long Island.
Well, what do you want with me?
Well, we'd like to know your opinion on your negotiations. How are they going?
Negotiations?
Yes, the negotiations. How are they going?
Which negotiations are you talking about, fella?
Well, I'm talking about the baseball player negotiations.
Oh. I don't care about the baseball stuff. I've got more important things in my mind than baseball, you know that?
I beg your pardon. Well, you are deeply involved with this, aren't you?
Why should I be deeply involved with this? It doesn't concern me at all. I don't care about people hitting balls with sticks and running around in circles. What should that have to do with me?
It doesn't concern you in the least?
Of course not. Well, does it concern... I mean, look, Bobby, do you really care about, you know, baseball? It's a game. Come on.
What?
So they have a little fight and they go running home. Okay. It's not going to bother me. Why should I be concerned about it?
Well, I realize it's a game, but you are, in fact, the chief negotiator for the baseball players, aren't you?
Says who?
Says all the news.
This guy said I was involved in the baseball strike. Hey, are you crazy or something?
Says who? Says all the major news services. Marvin Miller, right?
No. Pal, look, I told you before, if you'd listen to me and just shut up your big mouth for 1 second, you might understand something. My name is Marvin Muller, not Marvin Miller. Marvin Muller. I have nothing to do with this baseball strike. Do you understand that?
You're Marvin...
You're not the first person to do this to me. I'm really getting sick of it, all right?
You're Marvin Muller?
I'm Marvin Muller.
Not Marvin Miller.
No, I have nothing to do with this. I don't care about it. Do you understand that?
I think I do, but... Well, wait a minute. Well, we better get on the news service. They sent us your phone number then.
They're sending my phone number out now.
Yeah, so you're probably bound to get a lot of more...
I'm going to have to get the phone number changed now, you understand?
Yeah, you're bound to get a lot more phone calls before too long.
Well, I'm just going to leave the phone off the hook, huh? Anything like that.
Oh, okay. Well, since we did make this long-distance phone call, you already told us that you really don't care about the baseball strike.
I don't care about the baseball strike. As far as I'm concerned, it can go on forever.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do?
You really want to know what I do?
Well, yeah, since it would be of interest to our listeners.
Well, you're really desperate, I guess. If you must know, I make paper clips.
Paper clips?
I work in a paper clip factory, yes. I'm in charge of the process where they're curled.
Right there in Los Angeles?
Yes. And I have nothing to do with baseball, nothing to do with the baseball strikes. We go through entire working days, entire working weeks, without ever once saying the word baseball.
Oh, really? Well, don't you sell paper clips to the baseball teams?
No, we don't sell paper clips. That's maybe another company located in Paducah, Kentucky.
Oh, I see. But you only curl them.
I'm in charge of the curling. We make the entire thing. We make the whole paper clip at our factory. It comes to our factory. It's one long metal bar. Not really a bar. It's a very small piece of metal. And what we do is we curl it. We have somebody else twist it around in a certain way. And then one final person checks it on a piece of paper to make sure it works.
Oh, I see.
And I've been doing it for about 12, 15 years. It's quite interesting. You don't really care about this. Why in the world are you asking me about paper clips?
Well, because we have you on...
Look, I've got more important things to do. Bernie Miller's on right now. I really would appreciate it if you go back to whatever you're doing, leave me alone, and just goodbye.
Oh, okay. Well... Thank you. Another one in a continuing series of Radio Free Weekend interviews. Stay tuned.
Everyone sings some of the brave and land of the free. You had 20 wins and one save. Now you're up against me. can I keep control of my nerves? The way you wind up when you throw me those curves. I hear him yell strike, and it's a good call. It's so hard to keep my eyes on the ball. On the baseball, love is just like baseball. All it is baseball. Love is just like baseball. You have played with me like a pawn for most of the night. How'd you get your uniform on so perfectly tight? Struggle me out twice, I stink up or die. Then you made me pop up by sneaking inside. I'm gonna change that sneer to respect. Make your eyes open wide when you feel me connect to the baseball. Love is just like baseball. All it is baseball. Love is just like baseball.
You are listening to WUSB in Stony Brook. It's 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. We have the tripods coming up very, very shortly, so why don't you just stay tuned? This is Barry McGuire.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Understand what I'm trying to say, and can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy, it's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Destruction.
my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. A cat with the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. All the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take rest. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
WUSB in Stony Brook, and we have the sounds of Junior Mervin.
Yeah.
I remember one night we signed off in dub.
Yes, and we did the entire night of static in dub as well. So we have the tripods, I believe, coming up very soon. I'm really getting sick of this dub, if you know what I mean. Thank you.
Sure.
Right, well, that, we heard from Bob Marley just now. Off
yeah, the, with added hand claps.
Off the latest. Well, yeah, they really hurt, too, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, my foot, I really got into that tune.
Well, no one told you to stomp your foot.
Well, I had to. That's the only time I can, the only way I can keep time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a real situation from the Uprising.
Uprising.
A super request, I tell you.
Yeah, and...
And not only that, but a good song as well.
We heard the original version of Police and Thieves, Junior Mervin.
Oh, it was during Junior Mervin. Yeah, I can't even say it.
Yeah, it wasn't The Clash this time.
Oh, yeah!
Terrific song, terrific song.
Well, is that off a compilation album?
It's off the Rockers soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good stuff on there, isn't there?
Peter Tosh, Heptones, Gregory Isaacs, Third World, Bunny Wailer, Burning Spear, Inner Circle, to name a few.
Inner Circle's on there.
Yeah.
Maybe we can play some
Burning
of that stuff.
Burning Spear. I can't believe it. They're on here.
And you had them in your own car.
I drove Burning Spear. I can't believe it. It still, you know, it hits me sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I had the entire band in
like
my car.
Like a Burning Spear.
Yeah, yeah. Very much so. But others, too. Junior Biles, Jacob Miller.
Hey, you know, the tripods Justin are coming up shortly.
Dominoes.
Right? Oh, wait a minute. Justin Hines is on there.
And the Dominoes, yes.
Which tune?
He does a tune called Natty Takeover.
Oh, Natty Takeover.
Yeah. You know, the new Peter Tosh.
You better
Tosh
play that or else I'll start singing it.
The new Peter Tosh album is out. And we're going to get to something from that, I think, in a little while.
Oh, good.
It's a dandy album, let me tell you.
Really?
I was listening to it the other day. And
is it better than Bush Doctor?
Well, it's not, I don't know, it's hard to say on the first couple of listens, but would you stop playing that? Take it away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's really disorienting me. We have tripods, we have news.
No, east is that way.
Your calls and everything, we'll be doing all sorts of things. Call us up, 246-7901. We're getting all sorts of people, you know.
Yeah, just calling up saying, wow.
Yeah, like, hey, really? A lot of people calling up who, you know, didn't really want to be on the air before when we opened up the phones, but expressed their opinions nonetheless on the things.
Well, that was very nice of them to do that.
I'm happy they called anyway.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about depressing things anymore. We're kind of upbeat now.
That's right.
No more talk of, riots and clans and that type of thing. Instead, we have something queued up now by the Selector off their latest album, and it's called Bomb Scare. Some optimistic music.
Oh, great.
From a panicking voice, so move on your feet, get out into the street. This is a bomb scare. The young attendant back in the corridor, looking in the sand, but we're all unsure. This is a bomb scare.
In 3 minutes, the Tripods.
Don't start to talk again. I could talk all night. My mind would sleepwalking while I'm putting the world to right. All careers, information. Have you got yourself an occupation?
All of the stories you just say, all of the stories are on their way. Charlotte, you didn't crack a smile, but
but it's no laughing parted when you've been on the murder mile. Only takes one itch to trigger, one more widow, one less white nigger. Oliver's only a few to stay. Oliver's only a hundred.
Free Long Island, in coordination with the Three Village Tobacco Farms Incorporated, present the exciting adventures of the Tripod family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. This week we look in on Pop and Charlie as they carry on life, totally oblivious as to where Kathy is and to the misfortune that has befallen Howard. And as my voice fades, we hear...
You know, Mr. Tripod, changing a tire isn't as hard as it's made out to be. And that is, as long as you have the right sort of tools to work with.
I know what you mean, Charlie. The only thing I don't understand is why we had to take out the entire rear axle to do it.
Well, I always like to do a complete job of whatever it is I'm doing. It's good for the car, and I always end up learning something new.
You mean like last week when you finally figured out how to open up the hood?
Right, and I'm sure we both learn something new tomorrow when we clean out the transmission.
There's one thing I want to know, Charlie.
Oh, what's that, Mr. Tripod?
This car of yours... Have you ever gotten it to start?
What, you mean the engine?
Yeah, that's it. Like most cars do.
Well, you have to understand something, Mr. Tripod. Bulgarian cars aren't sold for their functionality. Everybody knows that. To them, it's more of an art form. People buy Bulgarian cars for prestige, and it's up to them if they want to make the things run.
You mean when you bought this thing, you were buying a piece of art instead of a car?
Yeah, it was sort of like buying a painting.
Are you telling me you bought this thing for its looks?
Well, yes, pretty much so.
Well, truly, in all honesty, I think you bombed out.
How exactly do you mean that, Mr. Tripod?
I mean this is got to be the ugliest car I've ever seen. And I think if you're going to go around calling this piece of junk an art form, you should start going through the garbage pail later on, because you'll probably find quite a few art forms in there, too.
Well, it's all a matter of opinion, I guess.
Well, all I know is my opinion is exactly the same as everybody else in this place. That car is an eyesore. Whoops. I didn't know that tire iron came apart like that.
It's generally not good to wave tire irons in the air when you're making a point, Mr. Tripod. Everybody knows that.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry about that windshield, Charlie.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Tripod. I'll just call Sophia and order another one.
Wait, we
can put it in next week.
Why,
help me.
Okay. Why in tarnation do you have to get a Bulgarian windshield? I mean, you could just go downtown and get a regular one, can't you?
Well, Mr. Tripod, would you replace a heart with a spleen?
What the devil is that supposed to mean?
I'll explain it later. Let's get these tools put away. Here, you take this box.
Okay. Hey, I see you still have your Long Island Loves Newsday bumper sticker on the back of your car.
Yeah, and it's getting me kind of peeved.
Well, how's that?
Well, that contest ended, and now I can't get the stupid thing off.
Oh, it's difficult, you know.
Yeah, I mean, why should I love Newsday if they're not going to give me money for saying it?
Yeah, that's true.
Here, take this box, too.
Whoa! It seems to me that I've been doing more work in the last 2 weeks since I've moved in with you than I ever have in my entire life.
If that's so, I guess you're used to the easy life, aren't you?
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. I ran a hardware store for 20 years in Big Bear City, and that is not what I would refer to as the easy life.
Well, I didn't mean anything by that, Mr. Tripod. It's just that I've been doing this kind of work all my life, and I don't think anything about it.
Well, I do. And what's more, I've decided that if my son Howard doesn't come home soon, I'm just going to pack up and head on back to Big Bear City.
You know, you're always welcome here, Mr. Tripod.
Yes, that's very nice of you, Charlie, I know. And I really appreciate it. But if Kathy and Howard don't get back together real soon, I'd rather not just stick around.
This whole thing is just so stupid. I mean, why did Kathy have to leave him just because of what Uncle Jonathan said? Do you know he never even met that French actress in the first place?
Oh, Brigitte LaRue?
Yeah. Hey, you remember her name.
Why shouldn't I?
Wow.
I knew Howard wouldn't do any dilly-dallying.
Oh, you're right. He's too loyal to do anything like that to Kathy.
No. It's not a question of loyalty. It's just he's too stupid.
But
irregardless, Kathy should come back from wherever she is, wherever she's hiding. It's the least she could do for Howard.
That's true. But we don't even know where Howard is now. I'll tell you, this thing's just getting too crazy to me. Oh, what was that?
It's like somebody going through your garage door.
Oh, let me go over the window and check this out. Oh, my goodness.
What do you see?
It's Kathy.
And so, as Pop and Charlie put the finishing touches on Charlie's car, Kathy apparently makes a return. You'll want to be with us next week when we'll hear Pop say,
"My, that was a dramatic entrance."
That's next week on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, presented in coordination with Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms, Incorporated. This is Don Topeka.
Anywhere you go, ay, 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 ay.
Episode of the tripods.
Yeah, yeah, it was something. And I noticed, did you hear the birds there?
Yeah, it sounded like there was either a whole bunch of them or just one mockingbird.
Now, that's interesting.
It's cheaper to hire just one mockingbird
obviously.
Because, you know, union scale for. Although they do get a little bit higher wage.
Have you heard a mockingbird recently?
Yes.
What are they, first of all? I don't understand. They're birds, right?
Oh, yeah. They fly. Yeah.
What do they look like? I mean, what kind of birds are they?
You know, I don't think I've ever seen one up close during the day.
The other day I was listening outside. We have one in our neighborhood. There's one here on campus.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is...
at least one on campus.
I think there's only one on campus. The whole campus hears them at night.
Oh.
What happens is they go through the songs of all the different birds.
Yeah, quite a big repertoire.
He really has a list. I hear a blue jay, I hear a robin, I hear all sorts of sparrows, every kind of bird there is.
Yeah.
I don't think he does a crow. I don't think he does crows, but just about everything else. And I never heard of a bird doing that before.
Well, why do you think they call it a mockingbird?
What is the point of it, though? Why would you want to imitate all these other birds? I mean, can't he find somebody in his own bird category or what?
Well, I guess he's super special, you know? Because he's, you know, a guy can do all these things.
What does he look like? Can you imagine if he tries to look like all the birds, too? That would be quite
a sight. If he can do a toucan and, you know, parrot. Well,
see,
parrots can talk, but mockingbirds can't do
parrots. First time I heard one of those things, I said, well, what's wrong with this place? Wow, all the birds out at night now? I mean, what's going on here?
But no, it's just one bird.
One bird doing all these different noises.
Late at night. It makes you wonder, do they sleep?
I think they just fall out of the trees after a while because they get tired. But nobody would notice if they don't do anything in the daytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's
that's
so many
the
regular
cats
birds.
Get them.
Well.
You know? I've never seen one. How can you see one? It's at night.
Well, they talk during the day, too, don't they?
But they don't know it's them when they're talking.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
The whole scary thing. They could be anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
If anybody out there knows anything about mockingbirds, during this next song, give us a call. And tell us some things about them, because we're totally mystified. It's one of these things that gets you.
Is this just like an offhand kind of question you're posing, like last week when you asked what the capital of Mongolia was?
Yeah, and we got quite a few answers to that.
We did, too, and they all had the right answers.
Well, yeah. Nobody guessed wrong.
So this is just an offhand question.
I'd like to talk about it. I'd like to, you know, bring it out into the open, just what these mockingbirds do, because I'm not familiar with them.
Do they do morning dose as well?
I don't think so. I was waiting for morning doves, but I don't think they do morning doves.
Well, I think it's my favorite bird call.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the purpose of regular birds if one bird can do it all?
Can they do pheasant?
I don't even know what pheasant sounds like.
Is it pheasant? Can they do pheasant or pheasants? What's the proper
whichever it is, I don't know what they sound like. In fact, do they make a noise at all?
Yeah, I think they do.
They don't do ducks, I know that much, or turkeys, or Canadian geese.
I saw a whole flock of Canadian geese.
Oh, they're always in flocks.
Yeah, no, I think it was one day I was driving to work last year, and I guess they were all going north, or maybe they were coming south, I don't know where, but a whole bunch of them on Jericho Turnpike.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Flying over? Or?
Yeah, and then just like hanging out on some of the rooftops, some of the stores.
Something else that was kind of funny, as I was driving around that limo about a week ago, I suddenly got a call to get somewhere really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Woodbury, I believe, and I was racing to get to the place, and I turn around the street, and what do I see? Hundreds and hundreds of geese walking across the street, taking their time.
Yeah.
I had to wait a good 10 minutes for that to go by. I would have preferred, you know, one of the longest freight trains that New Hampshire can think of. But all these geese, and they're young ones, too, and they all have their heads to the ground looking for something, I don't know what.
You know, I read somewhere, I guess it would be in, remember a couple weeks ago I interviewed John Bendel?
John Bendel, yes.
From National Lampoon, the True Section. He edits the True section. He came out with a new book called The True Facts Book.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading that book, and there was actually a true story in there about how this park in California had such a problem with speeders inside in the confines of the park.
Inside the park?
Yeah. What they did was they bought a whole bunch of chicks, and they let the chicks roam the roads.
That's not nice.
And people just slowed down, and they lost very few chicks. People did slow down, though.
Still not fair to, you know, make it the responsibility of the chicks to reduce speeders. I mean, that
well,
works. To do with it.
It works, you know. You can't argue with success.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be in, you know, in a hen house or something. It's not fair.
A resident mockingbird just walked in.
Yeah. Is that mockingbird still outside, Frank?
No, I think it moved inside.
Yeah, I think it moved inside your head. But there, for those who are interested, there is a mockingbird on campus, and that's not it. It's a mockingbird on campus. He's by the gym. I believe you heard him the other night, too, Mike.
Yeah, I did hear him. By the way, did you see the lunar eclipse last night?
There was a lunar eclipse last night?
No, actually, it was just a cloud getting in the way of the moon.
Nice. That's really funny. Well, look, 246-7901 is our number. 516 is the area code. You know anything about mockingbirds or anything else? Give us a call. We'll be happy to.
They won't call
unless, to you.
Unless we tell them that they're going to win something.
What are they going to win?
I don't know. What were the last people going to win last year, last week?
I don't know. You were in charge of that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, call us up and well, you'll win a chance to win something.
Yes, you'll win a chance.
Definitely.
There's a phone call now.
Oh, boy. Lighting up like Christmas trees. Here's Peter Tosh, show off the new one. And we'll be getting to... Sidney Schreiber just called a little while ago. We're going to have a live remote
great
from him.
Super.
In the next 10 minutes.
Good.
Peter Tosh. Album, Wanted, Dread or Alive, Peter Tosh and Rastafari Is. Really good stuff on that album. It's good all the way through. We have the news
before,
coming up.
Before we...
Well, you want me to...
It makes me feel real good that a reggae act is on a major record label like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes me as happy as a pig in... Oh, I'm not allowed to say that? Oh.
EMI America. Wait a second. Isn't, I see the little Rolling Stones tongue here.
Yeah.
I thought that was Atlantic Records.
Well, they probably wherever they're at.
Now it's EMI America. I don't understand this. I never understand record companies.
Maybe we'll get somebody else to call us up and tell us.
We found out something about Mockingbirds.
And you can buy them at Crazy Zach's in Atlanta, Georgia.
You can't say that. This is an advertisement for a place in Georgia. But in about 7 minutes or so, we'll be doing up the news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then at 2 o'clock we have
pizza.
A surprise.
Oh, yes.
No, we can't do that yet. We have a surprise record sign for you.
Should we tell them what
we'll tell them when the time comes.
Let's give them the initials right now.
All right.
TW. All righty. Now, in the meantime, Sydney Schreiber's waiting for us.
If you have any suggestions as to albums you'd like, the album sides you'd like to hear, and particular reasons why you'd like to hear them, and
yes, there has to be a reason.
Hopefully, album sides aren't heard too many other times. Give us a call or write us a letter or something.
Yeah.
Let us know about it. We'll be happy to oblige.
Yes.
Or at least try to.
Well, let's see, Sydney.
Sydney out there?
Are you Sydney?
Oh, I have crickets.
Sydney.
Check.
Sydney? Hello? This is his line, right?
I don't know. What's going on here?
Let's just see what happens. What's happening to this man?
I don't know.
Sydney Schreiber reporting for Radio Free Long Island. Tonight I'm standing in a quiet residential street in the village of Belterre. Now, there's nothing really unusual about this block. It's quite typical, actually. A few houses, some trees, and a couple of streetlights. And a dog barking in somebody's backyard. All in all, a rather ordinary and peaceful place where you wouldn't expect anything unusual or controversial to take place. But we here at Radio Free Long Island have uncovered something here which could lead to one of the biggest scandals of all time. One has only to look down to see it. sand all over the street. They're little tiny pieces of rock that individually don't do much, but collectively can create havoc. You've probably seen large numbers of it at the beach, which is where it belongs. So what is it doing on this street in Belterre? Or for that matter, on streets in Babylon, Kings Park, Greenport, East Hampton, Nissaquag, or Bayshore? We find out about more every day, and nobody seems to know what it's doing there. We tried obtaining answers from various sources earlier today.
Police emergency.
What is sand doing on the streets of Belterre?
What? Good evening, Augusto Nacio's Pizza.
Yes, excuse me, sir. Could you tell us why there is sand on the streets of Belterre?
What?
Do you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think you're crazy.
Now, to some people, sand on the street might seem like an insignificant problem. But to emphasize the seriousness of the situation, we here at Radio Free Long Island did some research over the past week. And here are the results. Now, many of us already know that sand prevents a car from stopping as fast as a clean pavement does. We're here on a busy street in Deer Park to prove that. My assistant Ralph is about to jump out in the middle of traffic to prove that a car can stop in time on pavement. Do your stuff, Ralph.
Ooh.
Now, about 10 minutes later, we've sprinkled this street with sand all over the place. And Ralph is going to try the same thing again. Go ahead, Ralph.
Ooh.
So this test leaves beyond any shadow of a doubt the fact that sand hurts people who are driving, and it also hurts people who jump in front of cars, as Ralph from his hospital bed will certainly attest. Well, I'm going to walk over now to this house on this street where all the sand is, and I'm going to knock on the door and ask the person inside if he knows anything about all this sand. Now, let me see if he... Ah, here he is. Excuse me, sir. Are you aware of all this sand that's on your street? And if so, what do you intend to do about it?
Do you realize what time it is?
Well, actually, it's about 2 o'clock, I believe, but that shouldn't have anything to do with it. This sand is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 and a quarter days a year.
Well,
are you aware of it? Are you upset by it? What do you intend to do?
I don't want you here 365 days and a quarter a year, or else I'm going to go up and get my shotgun if you don't leave right now. Goodbye.
Well, it's quite obvious that the people of this community are too scared to say anything about the sand that's been sprinkled all over their streets. It's really, it's amazing. Well, I'm going to go back into the street now, and I'd like to tell you that something else did happen today. Through an amazing stroke of luck, I was able to find out something which may explain a part of this mystery. A local resident who demanded not to be identified claimed to have seen a rather large orange truck go past his house this winter in the middle of a blizzard. Now, according to this witness, the truck was full of sand and was going up and down streets pouring it out. When I questioned yet another resident, I found out that these trucks have the words Highway Maintenance painted on them. And so, late this afternoon, I called up the Suffolk County Highway Maintenance Department to ask them some pointed questions.
Can you tell me if these allegations are true? If indeed your trucks have been spreading sand throughout the streets of Suffolk County? Have you been doing this in the winter in the middle of blizzards, apparently so that nobody can see you? Well, what precisely do you plan to do about this? Are you going to continue doing it?
Well, you heard it for yourself. Apparently, the highway department does not want to answer certain questions, and they certainly weren't very precise in doing so. But we will continue to pursue this story, regardless of how many people try to prevent us. There is sand on the streets in Suffolk, and we're going to find out why. Oh, a police car is coming now. Maybe he can help us out. Well, I'm going to ask him some questions. Right now, I'll turn it back to the studio. For Radio Free Long Island, I'm Sidney Schreiber. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, he's all done.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, thank you, Sidney.
Yeah.
Then a fine report from our roving reporter out in Belterran. I think he's about to meet a policeman over there.
They do have him. They have constables.
Yes. They certainly do, and I'm sure they're going to get to know each other quite well.
Good luck.
It's 5 minutes to 2 o'clock, time to take a look at the news. Much of London became a battleground Friday night, and early Saturday's gangs of youths went on a rampage. They threw gasoline bombs, overturned cars, burned buildings, and looted shops. Scotland Yard says that nearly 350 people were arrested, 43 police injured. In two districts, fire stations were abandoned after gangs attacked them and their crews. Riots also broke out in several London suburbs, including Birmingham and Newcastle, for the first time in this series of disturbances. Riots also broke out again in Liverpool, which was the scene last weekend of what were called Britain's worst urban riots in 200 years. The British government has banned nearly all rallies, marches, and demonstrations in London for a month. One of the first to be stopped by the ban will be a march by the ultra-right-wing Nation Front scheduled for Saturday. The ban does contain some exemptions, apparently, so the royal wedding may go on.
Okay, and the hijacking of an Eastern Airlines jet ended without injury Friday evening when the L-1011 jet returned to Miami. The FBI says two men armed with Molotov cocktails took over the jet on a Chicago to Miami flight and forced its pilot to fly to Havana. Cuban authorities arrested the two hijackers. Six other people, believed to be family members of the hijackers, stayed behind when the plane left Havana for Miami. State liberals won an unusual and possibly temporary victory Friday. Republican leader Howard Baker tried to shut off a filibuster aimed at an anti-busing amendment, but fell short of the mark. Baker said he'll try again Monday so the Senate can get on with consideration of tax cuts.
California Governor Jerry Brown has backed down from his ban on aerial spraying for the Mediterranean fruit fly after federal officials threatened a quarantine of California crops. Brown said he'd allow spraying to start next week. However, Agriculture Secretary John Block says it may be too late to halt the spread of the fruit fly, and a quarantine may still be necessary. A Fulton County, Georgia grand jury reportedly has begun deliberations in the case of Wayne Williams, the only person arrested in the series of 28 killings of young blacks in Atlanta. The Atlanta Journal and the Atlanta Constitution in Saturday's editions says Williams' mother was one of the first witnesses to be called.
Eight people are missing in San Francisco after one of the worst fires in the city's history. The fire followed an explosion, temporarily closed bathhouse frequented by homosexuals. Fire officials put the damage to 15 buildings at more than $4 million. Now, no bodies have been found in the Desbris, but the search is continuing.
Desbris?
Yes.
Want to try that again?
Debris?
Okay, very good, Mike. Well, Con Edison says... You're not done?
No. I'm not done.
You don't want to hear about Con Edison?
Actually, I have another story. No bodies. Okay, negotiations for the California city of San Jose and its striking workers met Friday for the first time since the employees struck nearly a week ago. The issue was equal pay for comparable jobs. A study paid for by San Jose found that women were being paid less than men for jobs requiring comparable skills. It's the first strike of its kind in the nation. Eric?
I fail to see what's funny about that. Con Edison. Is there a reason for that expression, Frank? Take that, all right? Happy? Con Edison, okay, says the generating unit of the Indian Point 2 reactor will be taken out of service again over the weekend for minor repairs in the non-nuclear portion of the plant. The company will perform maintenance on a device which removes moisture from the steam that drives the unit's turbine generator, according to spokeswoman Lori Hansen. He says, this must be a mistake here, either it's a spokesman named Lori, or they mean to say she says the work was planned for the weekend because that is when electricity demand is lowest. The unit will be taken out of service Friday night and be returned to service by Monday. The reactor was taken out of service for several months after flooding at the reactor last October. The reactor has been taken out of service a number of times since its reopening.
Frank's going to go downstairs for the pizza.
Very nice. You have the weather forecast.
I do?
Yeah, you do now.
Okay. USB Long Island weather is calling for clear tonight. Lows,
can't figure out the Celsius conversion, can you?
Well, lows around 19. Sunny and very warm, but not as humid Saturday. Highs around 32.
That's pretty hot, you know.
The wind's northeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. What is that in kilometers?
He's looked up there.
Decreasing to less than 10 miles an hour tonight.
So yeah, look, are they going to change that too? I mean,
you know, I was doing some station work at a station up in Connecticut, and the AP Wire had the weather forecast in the winds in kilometers per hour as well.
Really?
They did, yeah.
That's strange because I know they have Celsius up in say Canada and England and those type of places, but I never hear them saying, you know.
Or something like
saying
that.
Saying kilometers that much.
Well, anyway, let me continue. Outlook for Sunday is fair, very warm and humid. And small craft advisories remain in effect. Although I was down in the Sound around 6 o'clock this evening before I came up here.
In the Sound?
Yeah. And
in what?
In the water.
Oh, I thought you were in a boat or something.
No, and I was swimming around. And, we have some interesting things that are happening.
What's going on?
Well, from 9 a.m. to 5, you can find a public display of recovered loot in an effort to locate the owners of more than $100,000 in stolen merchandise recovered recently by the Nassau County Police Department's property recovery squad. And that'll be in police headquarters in Mineola.
And at 10 a.m. If they don't find the owners and they give them to people it doesn't belong to them.
Right? Yeah, like you and me.
Hey.
At 10 a.m., members of the Huntington Militia in authentic uniforms of colonial
Huntington
troops.
Huntington Militia?
They'll be gathering.
What's that all about?
Listen, they'll be gathering in preparation for Sunday's reenactment of the Battle of Fort Franklin.
With real bullets. No, I'm not kidding.
At Comset State Park. And basically, that's about it.
That sounds like fun.
Interesting things going on here on WUSB.
Stony Brook, it's 2 minutes after 2 o'clock.
And now for our album side.
What is our album side and why did we pick it?
This is side two.
Of what?
Tom Waits' Blue Valentine album.
And this album, you tell me, has special significance to you.
Yes, it does.
What is it?
Well, I guess this was the most recent album out at the time when I did see Tom Waits. It's a pretty flimsy excuse, I guess.
When did you see Tom Waits?
A couple of years ago.
Well, could you tell us something about this side? What kind of songs it contains?
Actually, I like it better than side one. And, I give you just a chronography of what Tom Waits has been doing?
Oh, yeah, do that, too.
It's on the other side of this paper.
Okay, turn it over, then. You can do
Back in 1973, he came out with an album called Closing Time. And one of the tunes on there, I believe it was on Closing Time, was Old 55, which the Eagles made a big hit out of.
Really?
Remember that one?
Old 55. Yes, I do, in fact.
If you don't remember, we can play it for you later.
Well, okay. We'll
and then The Heart of Saturday Night came out in 1974. Nighthawks at the Diner. Remember that double album, live LP?
Yeah.
Which I think is just fantastic. It was about a year later. A Small Change. You know, the song with some good stuff on there. Oh, my God. Small Change came out in 1976.
That's pretty disgusting, Frank. Why don't you put it away?
Why don't you eat it? Foreign Affairs was 1977. Uh-huh. This Blue Valentine album came out in 78, and Heart Attack and Vine, his latest album, came out in 1980.
Yeah.
Now, some of the songs on here is, so we're going to start off with Wrong Side of the Road.
Uh-huh.
And When Whistling Past the Graveyard. Then a really, really touching tune called Kentucky Avenue. A Sweet Little Bullet from Pre Bruggen, and we'll close it off with Blue Valentines.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of good stuff coming our way. All right, well, if you have suggestions as to what next week's album side should be, give us a call now, 246-7901. If you want to make comments on anything, oh boy, there they go. You want to make comments on the show, on the album side, on anything, on
we'll
the
tell you how
situation.
The pizza is later.
Sure, we'll do everything like that. Tom Waits on USB FM. Wow.
dead cat on railroad track. Wolf pain's blooming by the threshold. Yeah, I'll fall of a rooster, stolen from a ditch. Oh, so now it feels fine. Say you'll never snitch. The button's from a yellow jacket, blood from a buzzard, blood from a bounty hunter's core black eyes. It's the tales of a widow in the single middle class. Your mama and your papa, they can kiss your ass. Poison all the water, the wishing well. Hang all them scarecrows from a sycamore tree. I'll find out all them honeymoons. Way up next to the switchblades and the amusement park for me. Strangle all the Christmas carols, scratch out all the prayers. Tie them up with barbed wire, push them down the stairs. I'll whisper you a pistol, keep the nightmares off your blinds. Them sons of bitches always lived that thinker from behind. Siphoning all the gas from daddy's pickup truck. Fill up Johnny's tea bag. Got a couple bucks. A quiet little perfume. Well, ribbon in your hair. Careful that you don't wake up the hound. Terrible lightning flying in the sky. Throw her in a cedar chest. She won't tell you why. Bring the gear shift now. I'm a 49 Martin. Lie down here beside me. Let me hold you in the night. You're gonna tremble. Tell the throat out of the night. Your teeth into my soul. Dig your nails into my back. Tell that little girl, let go of my sleeve. Don't be a woman when I catch you. Come, baby, fall in love with me. With my double barrel shotgun. Roll back the shell. Celebrate 4th of July. Well, through 100 miles an hour. Spending someone else's dough. Drive all the way to Reno. On the wrong side of the road. The wrong side of the road. On the wrong side of the road. Wrong side of the road. Back.
I'm loaded up in Chevrolet. Out by the Kokomo. Cook up a mess of mulligan. Got into a fight. Pass the pass and grab down. Stepping on the clock. Me and Marta up a top of one eye jack. You gotta see this keeping. How about a railroad track? We're going to ask the prison doctors. What about all that smoke come from the stack? Sometimes I kill myself a jackal. Snuck out on the blood. See him out there for station wagon. Driving through the mud. I'm on the way to the graveyard. Stepping on the crack. Mean bottle of a time for one night of death. I know you see my headlights. The honking of my horn. I'm calling out my blood now. She's that devil to the core. I'm now a truck to Mississippi. Now that sucker dry as a bone. I'm born in a taxi cab. I ever going home. It's a classic graveyard. Stepping on the crack. Me and Mother of a time of one out of ten. I haven't seen it going. The train of the ditch. I only cut a bad route. I got 5 miles of a winch. Come on, snatch me up a couple of them. Every time it rains, you see, I look at more than five and think I'm in the train. Where's the time to grip, guys? Stepping on the crack. Main bottle of a time of one out of ten. What do you think of the sunshine? Just a twinkle in my eye. And a ring around my fingers. Cold Fourth of July. I get a little lonesome. Tip off of my cheek. On the pay of ocean and a man of the wind. Where's the path of the graveyard? Stepping on the crack. Main bottle of a time of one out of ten. Coming to town by train. Arm full of fine cars. The wings of a magpie. On the hooligan night. I'm gonna find me off a rainbow. Wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so I can never tell a lie. Where's the path to graveyard? Stepping on the crack. A mean mother of a type of one out of jacks.
Come along with me. Just follow that fire truck. Nothing, your house is burning down. Then go down to the hobo jungle. Kill some rattlesnakes when you drown. Then we'll break all the windows in your Anderson place. We'll steal a bunch of boys and bass. And we'll smear them all in your face. I'll get a dollar from my mama's purse. Buy that skull and crossbones ring. And you can wear it around your neck on an old piece of string. Then we'll spit on Ronnie Arnold, flipping the bird. Slash the tires on the school bus. Now don't say a word. We'll take a rusty nail, scratch your initials in my arm. I'll show you how to sneak up on the roof of the drugstore. I'll take the spokes from your wheelchair and the magpie's wings.
Made of chrome. I have no way to get back home. for a week, like Marilyn Monroe. I used to throw my dreams out in the street, let the rain make them grow.
Send me
forgotten dream, like a pebble in my shoe, as I walk these streets, and the ghost of your memory buries a thistle in the kiss. It's the burglar that can break a rose's neck. It's the tattoo, broken promise I got a beneath my sleeve. I'm gonna see you every time I turn my back.
Hi, kids, this is Spooky.
And Spooky,
You know, being the summertime and all, lots of you are staying up real late at night. And chances are you'll be running into monsters.
So here are some tips that can get you out of a real jam.
First off, don't hitch any rides with monsters, no matter how friendly they appear. Our poor friend Junkie once did, and he wound up in Transylvania with most of the blood sucked out of him.
Yeah, and to this day, he still eats spiders and flies. Now, you can easily protect yourself from vampires. Always carry a few crosses with you. Popsicle sticks are peachy keen for that. Also, eat lots of raw garlic and rub it all over your body.
Another real pest is the werewolf. We all know that shooting him with a silver bullet is a sure cure. But since silver is so darned expensive these days, a cheaper alternative is to taunt him mercilessly, especially about his looks.
In case you run into giant insects, always carry an extra large can of insecticide. It's worth the effort.
If you must live in a haunted mansion, try to be a good neighbor to the apparitions there. At least they won't eat you out of house and home.
Always keep a 10-megawatt nuclear reactor in your basement fired up and ready to go. It's real indispensable when fighting Godzilla or the Frankenstein monster or Triffids or just about anything.
So just remember, it may be dangerous playing with monsters, but
don't play with blasting caps!
That was Spunky and Spunky on USB. Well, we
have all nice stuff.
We have all sorts of neat things for you tonight
on Radio Free Weekend. Your non-commercial alternative.
On Long Island, of course.
We're going to get into some of the more upbeat stuff.
Yes, but before that, let's give you the weather.
Forecast.
It's 23
degrees.
74.
More degrees. I get you 97. 97 degrees on the USB scale. What funny weather we're having lately.
Sure.
Very funny.
The time is 2:30.
2:32, you were trying to say, I believe.
That's what I was trying to say.
Thank you for telling us that.
Well, we heard from Tom Waits' album, Blue Valentine.
Entire record side.
Did you get them to shut the door?
Please shut the door. Will you please get out of here before we kill you?
Thank you.
Sometimes you have to get rough with these people, you know what I mean? You have to use strong language and hard words and that type of thing.
We heard all of side two.
The whole thing.
An interesting note that on the back of the album cover.
I'm sorry, Mike. I dropped my microphone. It's okay now, though. It's a funny record cover, isn't it?
It sure is. It shows a man leaning on a woman on a car that's called Blue Valentine.
Blue Valentine.
Yes. Now, we all know the man is... We all know the man is Tom Waits. But do you know who the woman is?
Tom Waitress.
No.
Am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm sorry.
The woman is Ricky Lee Jones.
Ooh. That does come as a surprise. A big one.
You remember Ricky Lee Jones was their song, Chucky's in Love.
Yeah.
That's this very same Ricky Lee Jones that's mysteriously pictured on the back of this Tom Waits album.
Ah.
He has some interesting stuff on the telephone.
She's open 24 hours. Or at least the...
She is?
Well, something's open 24 hours. I don't know what it is.
Well,
it's good to hear a whole record side now and then.
Especially since we just had tainted pizza.
Yes. That's the last time we ever ordered from a friend of yours, Mike.
Agustinaccio's pizza?
He told me it was different, but I didn't know it was like that.
It's what's known as... The napkin clinging to the pizza pie is what's known as high-fiber pizza. High-fiber pizza. Well, we have another new album that's come into the station recently.
Another new album? Another one.
Here comes another one.
Oh, boy.
Here it comes again.
I'm so excited, I just don't know what I'm going to do.
The album is entitled...
Oh, I did that. I didn't think I'd do that. But I did.
I'm going to do it too, except it's not going to be the different end.
I hope it's a long song so I can clean this up.
This is music from Iran on USB.
All right.
Thank you. بخور بس نبوده ای که بدانی که می کشم آرام جان منی خسرا ایمان منی آرام جان منی خسرا ایمان منی آغاز منی پایان منی هم پیمان منی
Of Iran, but it was recorded at Electro Sound Recorders in New York. I don't quite understand that. We have Nasser Rastegar Nijad, singer and Santor, Fariba, violin, Manekshar Hashimi, singer, and Ali Asgar Mirzada on something called a Dambak. Interesting record. The Persian Santor, they call it. Music of Iran. I don't know if that's part of the music that the Ayatollah Khomeini banned when he banned all the music in that country. Just might have been. So, who knows? We could get arrested for listening to this stuff now. We're hearing something called Nowruz Dar Ghorbat. And it has in parentheses, Siga. Figure it out for yourself. Well, we have a special live guest on our, well, of course he's live, a special guest on our live telephone talk line. Can you hear me, sir?
Hello?
Oh, good. Okay, we have a good connection. This is, if I'm not mistaken, through some extraordinary chance of luck and coincidence, we have somehow become connected to the Prime Minister of Tunisia, is that right?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
Now, you're at your home in Tunisia, am I right?
Pardon me?
You're at home right now.
Yes, I am.
In Tunisia.
It's mid-afternoon here.
Yeah, I would imagine. You were trying to call somebody in Hoboken, I believe, and you accidentally got hooked up to our line.
Yes, I did.
Well, it's nice that you got through to us, because we were looking for something to fill the next, 15 minutes of our program, and you are broadcasting to all of Long Island right now. So is there anything that the people of Tunisia want to say to the people of Long Island?
What is this program?
Oh, this program is Radio Free Weekend. It's part of a lot of interesting programs. We don't have any Tunisian programs yet. We have Pakistani music. What else do we have? Haitian music, Latin music, Jamaican, everything. Everything under the sun. Chinese, Indian. If you guys want to send us a tape, maybe we can make up a Tunisian program.
Oh, Tunisia Hour, yeah.
Yeah, Tunisia Hour. That's a very good idea. What kind of things are going on over there now?
We're making many films.
You're making what?
Films.
Films?
Films, yes.
I see. What kind of films?
Motion picture films.
Major motion pictures?
We're making a lot of films.
Yeah, and what kind of... What are the titles?
Well, I'm not at liberty to say what the titles are at this time, because they are still in pre-production stages.
Speaking of liberty, are you at liberty at all in a country like that? What kind of a government is it over there?
Well, from time to time, it is complete anarchy.
Yeah, that sounds like
interesting. Everybody's taking their afternoon nap, so everything is under control, relatively.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, as Prime Minister, what difficulties do you encounter? Are the people...
Well, first of all, I am not forced to take my afternoon nap as well as the other...
Oh, well, that's an advantage to being up there, isn't it?
The upper echelon does get this privilege.
Oh, that's quite an honor. How do the people respond to you? Do they get along well with under your rule, or...?
It's at my feet. They love me.
Yeah? All of them? Are there ever any conflicts?
But only the foreign touristers.
Oh, the touristers.
Yes.
Oh, that's very interesting. May I ask who you were calling in New Jersey that you happened to hit us?
A cousin of mine who was able to tell me where I was going to get a pet bird.
A pet bird?
Yes.
Oh, we were just talking about that earlier, in fact. Maybe off the air we can tell you, a place in Georgia that we happen to know about.
And a bird are you talking about?
This would be a mockingbird.
Oh, my God. We were looking to import a whole bunch of mockingbirds.
Is that so? Well, you want to hear birds at night, is that it?
Yes, we do. You see, we are going nocturnal now.
Well, there's a bird in my development I'd be happy to rent out to you. In fact, rent with an option to buy if you'd like that.
Well, perhaps we could arrange deals.
Okay, this is certainly a stroke of fortune.
Am I still on air?
Yes, you've been on the air the whole time. In fact, we've got Iranian music underneath you.
I watch my mouth, no?
I hope so. Yeah, well...
Listen, I have to go. I have to get my cousin in Hoboken.
Well, look, best of luck to you. I hope you don't get some other place, if you try to... Maybe you just called the wrong number, and you got hooked up to
I
us.
I got.
Yeah. Well...
Hello?
Best of luck to you.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this number I got anyway?
This is 246-7901 in area code 516.
Oh, I had wrong area code.
Oh.
A Honda. I was looking for 201 area code.
Well, you certainly bombed out on that one. You got 516 area code. I don't know how you managed that. But
the international operator, who made Boo-Boo?
They can do that sometimes, certainly. Hit the wrong numbers by mistake or on purpose.
Oh, well, very, very sorry to trouble you at this time.
No, believe me, it's no trouble at all. It's quite an honor to have someone like you speak out on our program. I'm happy we had the opportunity to hear you.
Thank you very much.
The Prime Minister of Tunisia here on USBFM, and good night to you, sir.
Bye.
Bye. Well, on with some more music from Iran. This is called... Shahamarizad. No? Shahamizrad. Okay. And in parentheses, that's Homayun. Why don't we just listen?
me mad. Johnny Fedor, yeah.
Well, we're back. Oh, you're back. I was here the whole time.
Oh, but I'm still... No, I'm somewhere else. Actually, I should be over here.
You're in the wrong place. As usual.
How about now?
No, you're still in the wrong place. Try it again. Thank you.
Still wrong.
Still wrong. Oh, you did the wrong thing. Ah, that's better.
Yeah.
You're in the right place now.
That's right. Oh, the fun with technology you can do.
It's so exciting.
This is very interesting music you've picked out.
Well, it is, except you picked it out. I didn't pick it out.
The Persian Center. The music of Iran. Very interesting stuff, which was produced by Dennis R. Murphy.
Dennis R. Murphy?
The same.
Mm-hmm.
The coordinator was Teresa Stern.
Did you saw through the window?
No.
Bill McKenzie.
Is he trying to sleep?
Why is Bill McKenzie here when he's on the air later on this morning at 7 o'clock?
Well, probably because he can't get any sleep at home. Probably because it's too hot. Well, by the way, what is the temperature in Stony Brook?
The temperature in Stony Brook is 23 degrees.
What is that, the USB temperature? What does that work out to?
Well, it's 74 on the Fahrenheit scale, and on the USB scale, it's 97.
Very good. That's very interesting. 97 on the USB scale.
Do you know who's coming up next on our radio station here in Stony Brook, which we're talking about now?
Let me take a guess. Could it be Rob Sizer?
Yes.
Rob Sizer?
Yes, it could be. In fact, it is.
By gosh, what a stroke of luck.
I'll say.
Man,
after Rob Sizer
comes Bill
McKenzie. At 7 o'clock in the morning.
And at 11 o'clock in the morning, Pakistani music with Tahira. And at 12, reggae.
With reggae. I'm sorry. Reggae.
With Lister
Ewan Lowe.
At 3:30 brings you
Felix Palacios
with Andal Bariva.
In color.
He'll be your color man this afternoon.
And at 6 o'clock,
Haitian Cousin. Haitian music.
We call the Haitian Cousin.
With Yvonne.
Mark. Stern. No, I'm sorry. You're real Mark.
You're real Mark, yeah. And this is just to think, this is all because of a tainted pizza.
Is that the reason?
It could be. Well, anyway, Eric.
These things can wear off in like 5 minutes sometimes.
Well, I don't think I think I have a very, very, very bad case of it.
Well, Mike, it's been another interesting show.
Oh, interesting is the word.
Yeah, I'll say.
For sure.
We've gone through just about everything there is to go through.
It's been pretty amazing.
Reviews, call-ins, all sorts of interesting.
Are we going to do this again next week?
Well, not the exact same thing, but we'll do something similar.
Why don't we repeat tonight's show?
Okay, you want to do that?
Okay.
Backwards.
For equal time, of course.
Yeah, backwards, sideways, whatever. You have been listening to Radio Free Week, well, you are listening to Radio Free Weekend. You've been listening to the beginning of it.
Right.
Continuing all weekend long, as usual.
Yes. Well, Eric, my best wishes for you to have a really fine weekend for you and your family.
I wish the same thing.
For you and your family.
Yes, exactly. All righty. And I hope somebody wishes you the same.
I hope so, too. Somebody out there has to wish me a good weekend.
Well, until next week at the same time, we'll be leaving again. Now, until next week, 3 hours earlier when we'll be coming in.
It's a good thing we don't have to adjust the clocks because of the time, you know?
Sure.
I mean, it'd be really confusing.
All right. Well, I'm Eric Corley, and you're
Mike Huhas.
It's been a pleasure.
And a privilege.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
There's an enormous crowd of people, they're all after my blood.